Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking in the book of Jude, and of course Jude only has the one chapter, and so we're looking in Jude verse number 24 and verse number 25. I'm interested what the scripture says here. In verse 24, the Bible says, "Now unto him that is able." Now, we've been dealing with this for a couple of weeks in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, and in verse number 20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, world without end. Amen." But I want to look at another verse that uses the very same phrase, "Now unto him that is able." But it goes in a different direction. Rather than being able to do, as the scripture says, but the scripture here in verse Jude, in the book of Jude, says, "Now unto him that is able," look at this, "to keep you from falling." You know, there's been a great deal of argument about preservation and the perseverance of the saints. And of course, there have been doctrines and dogmas and a lot of other things written, and a lot of even division about this issue. But you know, sometimes I think we ask the wrong question. You see, if our salvation is about him, and that's what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter number 1, he said, "For I know in whom I have believed," I think in verse 12, and he said, "and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." And so the question, I believe sometimes we're asking the wrong question. And the question is, can God sustain us? Can God preserve us? The power of God that saved us, can it keep us? And I want you to look what the scripture says, "Now unto him." And of course, that's a direct reference once again to the person of God. You say, well, who is God? When you say the person of God, what do you mean? Well, our English word Jehovah, that's translated capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, oftentimes in your King James Bible, is the Hebrew word. We don't even know how to pronounce it technically, Yahweh. And of course, it was so holy that the Jews would not pronounce it, would not even write it, so they left out the vowels. Even today, if you will watch and if you read something that Jews will write, they will write G and a hyphen or a space and D, because they feel like that it's the name of God is too holy to pen. And certainly we Gentiles are way too casual with the name of God. But I want to say that God told Moses, He said, "Who shall I say sent me?" And for the first time, God revealed his covenant-keeping name with Moses and to the children of Israel. And he said, "Tell them that I am sent you." I am what? Well, I've said it many times, a blank check. I am whatever you need, Moses. Now unto him, or now unto the person of God, now unto the great I am, the one who's able to do anything you could ask or think, above anything that you ask or think. And so there's the person of God, and then now unto him that is able, the power of God. I'll say it this way. If it was up to my power, I'd be in trouble. And I'll go one step further, friend. If it's up to your power, you'd be in trouble. But I'm glad that it's the power of God that is able to keep us from falling. And I think that we'd call that this morning the purpose of God, to keep us. The psalmist again and again talks about how that the steps of a righteous man, talks about how the Lord will go before us and will prevent our way. May I say, I'm glad to report to you that the God that saved us is the God that's able to keep us from falling. And may we be careful in that idea today. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray, to walk circumspectly in this world. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.